The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now and more than 60 others can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now, you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Where the Stars Fell, The Call of Cthulhu Mystery Program, and Civilized. Plus, early access to new episodes of Midnight Burger, all still entirely ad-free.
I's Ronnie, and this here show's called Cookin' With, it says here Cookin' With Krog. That ain't my name. Cookin' With Ronnie. Cause I'm Ron. who said you just could call it Krog? Don't call me Krog, alright?
It's time! Another episode of
Cooking with Ronnie, all right?
Cooking with Ronnie.
All right. So today I's gonna show yous how to make chicken parmesan. Okay. I'm gonna make chicken parmesan. The nice thing about chicken parmesan is people's always impressed by it, like yous did some crazy big thing. But it ain't that hard a thing to cook. Alright, so the first thing yous gotta do is pound the chicken flat. Now you could just, slice the chicken real thin like. You could slice the chicken real thin like. But pounding's better, because then you get the chicken all tender. Tender's good. So take your chicken, and you put it between two sheets of wax paper. And then you just start punching that chicken like it insulted your mother. You want to get it real even, so pound it all over, not just in one spot. Now, if you don't got good fists, you can get a tool for this part, like a little a mallet that's made just for beating the hell out of a piece of chicken. But I don't like spending money on extra tools if I don't got 'em. So before you move on to the next bit, make sure you wash your hands. Kitchen hygienicals are the most important thing. If you're gonna kill somebody. You don't want to do it by contaminating the salad or nothing. It's not reliable, and, anyways, you might kill the wrong guy, or like, even get yourself sick or something. That ain't no good. So now put your pan on the stove with a good fire going under it. Not too hot, but, like, medium hot. And fill it up about a quarter inch with olive oil. While that's heating up, we're going to get our dunkers ready. First dunker's just plain white flour. Put that out on a plate or a bowl. I like to use a pie plate because it's wide and it's flat, but It's still got enough of an edge to keep stuff from spilling out on the floor and making, like, a mess. The next dunker is your egg wash. Crack an egg in a bowl, and then you beat the bejesus out of it with a fork or a whisk. You'll know it's good and beat when it runs right through your fork without any of that snot-looking stuff getting hung up. You want that all broken up and mixed in. You want an even egg fluid. Now add cold water to the egg, one or two parts water to one part egg. We're not making no omelet here, so getting it thin is good. We want just enough egg to hold the bread and onto the chicken. So next up, you gotta have your bread. Hopefully you've got some breadcrumbs on hand. Any old bread will do. Just throw it in the oven at low heat until it's dry enough to crush into crumbs. Once it's dry, you put it in a bag and you whack it around with your fists a bunch until it's all broken up.
We're sorry. We're working hard to bring your program back.
Then put that in the bowl. And you gotta season it. The important thing here is don't hold back. This is where all the flavor is, so you really wanna get it good. Use some of that kosher salt, a bunch of garlic powder, some onion powder, some more garlic powder, some dried basil, a whole lot of fresh ground black pepper, another round of garlic powder, and maybe a little oregano. A little kick of ground fennel seed is real good, but some folks don't like that because it's kind of licorice flavor. But that's a good flavor, so I don't know what those guys are complaining about. Don't even worry about those guys. If they give you any trouble, just let me know, and I'll send my two meat mallets over to explain to them why fennel's a good thing. Now, for the real trick, add a little sugar to the breadcrumbs. That hint of sweet to balance the salt is real special, I promise you. And it helps things get good and crispy, too. You'll probably want to add a little more salt. Mix it all up and give it a taste. If you don't get a good kick of salt, then you're going to need a little more. Now remember, when you're done, you're going to throw out all the breadcrumbs. You can't just put it back in the canister to save or nothing. Because those breadcrumbs, they had raw chicken all in them. And you got to remember your kitchen hygienic goals. And don't ever put your tainted food with your good food. Because that'll kill you. Okie dokes. Now it's time to get cooking. First, you take your piece of chicken and you dredge it in the flour. Get a good dusting on both sides. This is going to help the egg wash stick to the meat. So that's next. Dip the flour, chicken into the egg wash, both sides. Let the extra run off, then move it into the breadcrumbs. Get both sides good and coated. Then you can go ahead and throw it in the oil, but gentle, like, don't actually throw it, or you can really hurt yourself. Frying oil is real hot. I mean, heck, you could kill a guy with it if you had to, and trust me, I'd know.
Krog!
Okay, so do all those Dunkin' steps again until you got a pan full of chicken. Not too full, though. You gotta leave space between the pieces. I know it's you're tempting. You want to get it all in the pan right away so as you can get everything cooked up at once. But it just don't work like that, so don't do it. Try not to jostle the pieces around too much while they's cooking. And when they's good and browned on the one side, you just flip them over and you do the other side. The parm, I like to cook them a little bit darker than when I's just making fried chicken, because that little bit of char flavor mixes into the sauce real tasty-like. But you do it how you's like. I ain't gonna judge. Meanwhile, get your oven hot and get your baking pan ready. You want a big pan, a pan big enough to hold all the chicken in a single layer. Coat the bottom of that pan with some sauce. No, I ain't doing a whole sauce recipe here. That's a whole other thing. But you gotta make some sauce before you start all this. So do that. Some folks like a chunky sauce, and that's fine for the pasta. But for parma, a smooth sauce works better, so stick with that. As the chicken finishes cooking up on the second side, you move it to the baking pan with the sauce. When you've finished all the chicken and have it laid out in the pan, you put a good coating of sauce over the top of the whole thing to coat it, but not so it's like the chicken's swimming in it or nothing. Chickens, they don't really swim, especially once they's cooked. Next is your cheese. Now, most folks just use the mozzarella, and that's fine, but you don't gotta use just that. Sometimes I sprinkles a little parmesan or romano over the sauce before putting on the Milton cheese. And you just can mix some fontini or provolone into the mozzarella for some complex flavor. That's real good. So then put it in the oven until it's all hot all over. Once the cheese melts, you can move the pan under the broiler for a couple of minutes just to brown the top of the cheese. And then you've got yourself some real good chicken parmesan. So you got yourself some real good chicken parmesan. Go ahead and eat it.
Tune in tomorrow for another episode of Cooking with Ronnie.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.